from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the city of Newark continues to mourn the loss of a police officer after he was shot to death Friday night. A 14-year-old boy is charged with his murder. Mayor Roz Baraka says he is devastated to learn that two officers have been the targets of a callous and senseless shooting. No word yet on when funeral services will be for 26-year-old officer Joseph Azcona. His partner continues to recover in the hospital. Did you know there are 1.4 million vehicles in New Jersey with open recalls? That totals for about 20% of all registered vehicles in the state, says Lonnie Haschel, program manager at the National Safety Council. He says that sometimes people don't even know that their car has been recalled.
We encourage people to go to a webpage. It's checktoprotect.org and enter their license plate or their VIN to see if their vehicle is one of those 1.4 million that you've got there in New Jersey.
He says recall repairs are always free, and even if you think the repair can wait, don't. Unrepaired safety recalls can pose serious risks to both passengers in cars and roadway users. Another skimming device has been found on a credit card machine in New Jersey, this one at the Save-A-Lot grocery store on Federal Street in Pensauken. Police say the device was placed on the machine on March 2nd and only discovered 4 days later. Anyone who made a credit card purchase at the store should check their account. A new bill in the New Jersey legislature would add criminal penalties for anyone who impersonates a first responder and then commits another crime.
The bill is in response to what we saw in California, where I believe there was at least one arrest that was made where somebody was dressed up as a firefighter going into homes that were abandoned because of the fire and robbing them.
Morris County Senator Joe Panaccio says that decreases the faith disaster victims have that a firefighter or police officer is real and there to help. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we warming up all week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we're talking about a big surge of warm air this week. Spring-like weather. But there is a midweek pause to that warm-up coming up, too. Today, no complaints. Sunny, dry, mild, high 60 to 65 degrees. Enjoy this beautiful afternoon. Starting around sunset, you'll want a jacket or sweater for sure. It'll be clear and cool tonight with lows around 40. Tomorrow, even warmer, even more sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. But then Wednesday, we are turning cooler, partly sunny with a stiff breeze. Highs come down to the lower to mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water. Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Right now, 53 in Sussex, 58 in Trenton, 62 in Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.